Tracy K. Smith. And this is The Slowdown. My mother sewed in her spare time, if a mother of five can be said to have time on her hands. She made beautiful dresses and bedspreads and drapes. When I was in the fourth grade, I had a smart two-button blazer and A-line skirt made to mirror a suit she had stitched for herself. And there was a blue and white gingham dress I loved beyond measure. Wearing it, I felt like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I remember a teacher once remarking at the care my mother took with my clothes. But for the most part, I fear I took her work for granted. I was never a good student of sewing. I lack patience. I'm not fastidious in the right ways. I can't lose myself in the task without losing sight of what I'm doing. And that surprises me, because writing a poem is as slow-going and detail-determined as the stitching of any skirt or blouse. When I think now of how my mother would bend over her sewing, I see the lone square of light the machine gave off, like a minuscule street lamp. And I wonder what her thoughts must have been driven by as she worked. Motherhood, I know, is hard. Womanhood is hard, too. There are places in yourself that seem constantly under threat, clearings in the mind that children, by their very nature, seem determined to trample. My mother sat there some mornings or evenings, threading the bobbin and breaking off the thread with her teeth. What was she thinking? What bargains did she strike in a bid to serve her family while also serving the needs of self? I wish I had known to ask. Today's poem, My Mother of Invention, by Michael Collier, ponders a similar question. My Mother of Invention, by Michael Collier. The needle goes up and down on my mother's Singer, squat black with its gold scroll and script, shaped like a smokestack turned on its side. Have you ever seen a dipper bobbing in a stream? It's like the Singer, but so much slower. Its beak makes thread of water and sews patterns of spreading ripples. Such a fierce engine at the center of creation and beautifully sculpted, a porcelain boot or a falconer's gauntlet. The dipper likes the action of a cataract, the rapid tumble of rapids, and if it wants, walks easily along the stream's pebbly bottom. Hour after hour, my mother's fingers fed the fabric through the pressing foot, kept the seams flat while thread spooled out and the bobbin coaxed up from its metal gear held the stitch. The American dipper? What joy in finding such a bird, its short trills punctuated by sharp, clear zeets, its eyelid white against total gray when it blinks. If it didn't exist, you'd have to make it up. You'd have to give it its own day of creation, a day of translucent patterns, pinking shears, and pins. You'd have to say, come see how the sewing machine in its sleek skin dips and bobs and swims, and how my mother, white eyelid lined blue, sings her same stitched tune, never remembered, so never heard. And how, like a solitary, calls out, not in air, but under water. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to the Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.